Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that I basically talked about not too long ago. Okay. We're going to talk about something that we all can learn from. All right. We're going to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine. All right. Hold on, man. Before I get into this, y'all know I got to end my, where's my lighter go? Okay. Oh, there it is, stoners. I'm weird. Well, yes, stoners, it has happened. Hold on one second. Skywalker OG. Anyways, yes, stoners, it has happened, okay? Tekashi 6ix9ine has taken the plea deal. He has pled guilty to all charges. Now, for those who don't know, Tekashi 6ix9ine has been indicted on racketeering charges. Charges of getting, you know, getting Chief Keef shot at and all kinds of extra charges, drug charges and everything else. Yes, he was basically the king balls. Everybody was like, he's pussy this, he's pussy that. Well, maybe he probably is still. That doesn't matter. Just because you do things don't make you pussy. I mean, non-pussy, but whatever. I digress. But anyways, yes, he was caught doing a lot of things. They have wiretaps, you know. The feds really crossed every T and dotted every I on him. So he accepted the plea deal. It is not known yet what the time he took. The minimum amount of time he was facing before the plea deal was 42 years. Now, that was the minimum. That was what you get if we want to be lenient on you. Okay. The maximum is life. So he pled guilty, and what he did to do that was he snitched on every single person in the whole entire organization. Any information he had on anybody, he gave up. Even one of his childhood friends, Kuda B is that guy you see, got the stiffy, Bricky got the stiffy, that little dance, he be dancing around, that black dude that be dancing around, that's Kuda B, the one that be in his videos. He's been Tekashi 6ix9ine's friend. He's been Danny Hernandez's friend for God knows how long, you know, since the come up days. And he paid Kuda B $10,000 to not kill Chief Keef, but just shoot at him and scare him out of the city. That was the order. And he did such a thing. And that's exactly what transpired. Chief Keef got scared for his life and he left the city. Okay, job well done. So when he starts saying he could be doing life, now here's why I say I agree with everything Tekashi 6ix9ine did. You goddamn right. I'll be Tekashi Snitch 9 all day. Let me tell you why, stoners. Let me tell you why I agree. First of all, we all know Danny Hernandez, aka Tekashi 6ix9ine, is not built like how he's talking like he's built, okay? We know that. He knows that. We all know he was just a kid, a troll that figured out a way to infiltrate the game and to make his shit popular. He figured out a way to do it, and he did such things. On his way up, okay, stoners, on his way up, he meets people like Shoddy, people like Murder, people like that want to put him in a position of where, like, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm a rock with you, homeboy. Yeah, I represent the five Trey Bloods or whatever, right? We'll be your security. So Tekashi 6ix9ine hires them on. Now, I don't know who you are, if you're just one of those people that just never been influenced by your friends or people that you thought were your friends. But if your friends are Bloods, then guess what, motherfucker? I'm a Blood. I'm hanging with you every day. I'm doing everything you do. You're even putting me on to certain things that I shouldn't really be putting on to, but it's that gangster life and I love it. You love it. We all making money. I'm around it 24/7, all day, every day. I know the slang. I know what's up. I know the inner workings. I am what I say I am. If, now, maybe I didn't get there authentically like most people did, but I got there affiliatedly wise. Now, it's been proven that Tekashi 6ix9ine has sold a kilo of cocaine, a kilo of heroin, ecstasy pills. Not they haven't released how much, and you know, God knows how much marijuana. All this while he was making hit records. Now let me ask you something, stoners. If you're Tekashi 6ix9ine, right? You fresh out of the ghetto. You got your baby. You got your daughter up, your mama up. You're in the Dominican Republic. People are buying tickets to hear your music. You're selling out shows. You're selling out arenas, not just clubs. He's selling out arenas. The Power 105 concert they just had, that show rocked when Tekashi 6ix9ine stepped on stage. Do you honestly think he's the one stepping to the side and saying, you know what, stoners? Excuse me, I'm kind of sick. But he's stepping to the side saying, you know what? Forget all this fame and money and opportunity that I have to be a better person and move myself forward amicably without causing any trouble for me and my family. Why don't I go sell a kilo of cocaine or a key? He was making $200,000 to $400,000 a show. A show, not just for the whole tour, but a show. He was putting together 20 to 30 dates on a tour, all out of the U.S. So you do the math. And I'm going to blow that to sell a couple of keys of this or a couple of keys of that. Or to get this man shot or to get that man shot. There's a thing called peer pressure, stoners, and there is a thing called influence. That's all that happened to Tekashi 6ix9ine. Because let me tell you why I also agree with him snitching on these dudes. Shotty, the bald head one that's always with him. Not only did he have sex with his baby mother. Yes, you heard me right, stoners. Not only did he have sex with his baby mother whilst they were still on tour and doing their thing. He's smiling and giggling with this man while at the same time clapping cheeks with his motherfucking baby's mother. But some people say, you know what, BC? Hey, it's not his fault that, you know what I'm saying? It's not her fault or it's not his fault. It's just, you know, shit happened. He a lame nigga. He got caught. Okay, cool. I give you that. You know, over a woman is no reason to snitch on your friends. How about murder, stoners? Is that, would that tickle your fancy? To say fuck these niggas. They were plotting to murder him. Now in the transcripts it says they had a wiretap. Shotty was speaking to murder, and then they were saying, we heard him on the Breakfast Club today. Yeah, he's straight up turning on us. Alright, well look, we're gonna have to violate him. Then Shotty said, yeah, super violate him. Now where I'm from and where you're from, stoners, if somebody getting violated or you getting beat the fuck up, drugged through the streets, talked about like a dog. So what is super violate, stoners? Let's not be naive here. They were plotting to murder this man. So you got a crew of people who's plotting to murder you, who has already threatened your mom. Okay, that has already been surfaced before he went to jail. You've already threatened my mom and my well-being. You fucked my baby mom. You've also been, it's been confirmed that you've stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from me. Giving me 60 and 70,000 from a certain show here and there when actually they've paid us $200,000. This is all claims from Tekashi 6ix9ine. So stoners, the way I see it is, it's every man for himself in this crew because there was no loyalty at all from the beginning. You see what I'm saying? How can you be loyal to somebody who's never been loyal to you? Not once. The guys that he has quote unquote snitched on, stoners, are the same guys that looked at him as a meal ticket. They didn't look at him as a young kid coming up from the hood and we got to protect him because he's coming up from our hood, Brooklyn. No, what they saw was a meal ticket out, a lame kid that we could manipulate. somebody that we can take charge of. And if anything goes awry, we'll just drop him like that because he ain't one of us. See, Stoners, the way I see it is this code of do I snitch or don't I snitch and all this other good stuff. I'm about to tell you right now, I don't never follow that code. Now, I know now what Tekashi 6ix9ine is doing is the epitome, is the definition of what snitching is. That's why I called him Tekashi Snitch 9. I know exactly what he did, Stoners. My whole thing is, okay, is that I don't give a fuck. I feel that if these dudes was riding around doing all this stuff, doing all this criminal activity while making music and all that good stuff, and then y'all get caught, get locked up, and you never tried to have sex with me, and you've never tried to murder me, and, you know, you've really been down for me, you really held me down since I've been there, you never stole from me, you really held me down as my brother in arms from Brooklyn, this what we gonna do, we gonna hold each other down, we don't bend, we don't fold, it's Treyway. Well, remember that, Stoners? They didn't bend it and fold it. So I don't blame Tekashi 6ix9ine. You cannot be loyal to people who has never been loyal to you. They were only loyal to one thing, and that was the money. Now, this is why I say this is a teachable moment. Because, Stoners, you have to realize who are your true friends, who are your true family, because you can pick both, and who are there for lessons in trials and tribulations. In other words, who are there just to teach you something? We put trust in people who are only seasonal in our lives. Let me say that again. We put trust and love in seasonal people. People who are only in our lives to teach us one thing. And God himself is trying to tear that person away from you. He or she or them have already taught you the lesson. The thing about it is, though, you don't mind being taught again and again and again and again. Until it gets comfortable, until you feel like it's just a part of life to learn that lesson. And Stoners, I'm here to tell you that it's not. Take this whole Tekashi 6ix9ine thing. I don't care that he was being a troll and telling people suck my dick and da 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 da. All this could have been avoided if he would have had the right type of people around him. I don't care. Let him be the troll. Be who you are, is what I'm trying to say. But have the right people around you. The wrong people around the right person can make the devil. Huh? The wrong people around the right person can make the devil. In other words, saying, Stoners, you can find the smartest person in the world, but if he's raised with criminals, crooks, and goblins and hooligans, then he's going to use that smart mind for criminal things. You put that same smart mind around scholars and people that want to make something of themselves, then he's just going to be the brightest star. You are a product of your environment. We've all heard the phrase, Stoners, you know, from our grandmothers and grandfathers and our old heads, you know, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. Make sure you have the right people around you so we don't end up like Tekashi 6ix9ine. Because like I said, Stoners, I truly, truly believe with every fiber of my soul that I don't care what he did musically and entertainment wise, he would have survived all of the trolling and all of the BS if he would have had the right people around him and not people putting around like, well, hey, yo, won't you front me 10 or 20 racks to go move this key right fast to put something away for my family? I can tell you exactly how it went, Stoners. I ain't gonna cut no corners on Stoner Talk. I can imagine you know, me making millions, and people around me who's not used to me making millions don't know how long that million's gonna last. Hey, yo, cuz, why don't you front me like 20, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, you know? Man, I got these bills, man. I'm just trying to come up, man. I got ideas. Look, just give me 50,000, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna pay my bills, get out this child support debt, man. You give them 50,000, and then the next thing you know, all of a sudden your cousin, your brother, your friend is the drug man. All of a sudden he's the plug. You had no knowledge of that. Now you're involved because your money funded that. That's all I'm saying, stoners. We have to watch the people that's around us, because if we don't, we will all end up like Tekashi 6ix9ine, so to speak. I pray none of us see prison, because that is no place for a person. Prison is nothing but modern day slavery, and that is no place for a human being, let alone a black human being. Please understand me when I say that. Hold on. I'm the type of person that believes that nobody gets where they are without people around them. I don't care where you are. If you're sleeping under a bridge, or if you're sleeping under a bridge and listen to my podcast, it's kind of weird, but I appreciate you. But honestly, if you're sleeping under a bridge, it's because of the people you had around you. Now, I'm not saying you take the blame away from yourself, because we all have free will. We all have a choice to make. Tekashi made his choice. You will inevitably make your choice as a person. But all I'm saying is, think about why you make the choices you make. Is it to fit in with a certain crowd? Is it to impress a certain girl? Is it to impress a certain boy? Is it to look a certain way to society? You're trying to do something for somebody, but that moment you realize you don't have to do nothing for no one, only person you have to please is self. Once you find that peace of mind to say, you know what, I'm going to make sure I'm good. Well, you're so selfish. What about other people? They should do the same thing. Because if everybody makes sure that they're good, once they're good and they're happy with themselves and they don't have to be or do what nobody else says, then that self-internal love can now come outward and help everyone else. Only somebody happy can help somebody else be happy. Somebody sad can't help somebody else be happy. Okay, stoners? In other words, be yourself. Make sure you love yourself. Make sure you're comfortable in your own skin. Then try to put family and friends around you. Because if you do it the other way around, then their dictatorship, their thoughts, their dreams, their fantasies, and everything they think you should be, you will be, because you have no foundation of who you are. Because you base everything on how many likes you get, how many comments you get. Has anybody said anything about this yet? Once you realize the only person you have to please is yourself, everything else comes easy. People skills comes easy. Because you can talk to anyone and have the confidence in your conversation, because it's not a worry about will they like what you're saying or will they catch on to what you're saying. Your job is to make them catch on. Your job is to make them like it. And if they don't like it, you don't really care. Because you're secure with who you are, stoners. So if somebody comes to you and say, man, why don't you just, you know, throw a dude 10, 20, you're secure in who you are. So you have the foresight to look at this person and say, man, if I give you 20,000, what you gonna do with it? You're not gonna feel so insecure that, man, I should just give it to him because I don't want him to get mad at me. You're gonna have to get mad at me, brother, because it's not about you getting mad. It's making sure you're doing the right thing with the money I'm giving you. Most people don't have the confidence to say that. Most people just give it away and say, you know what, it's not my business. He do what he want with it. At least I gave him that. They don't want the responsibility of knowing what they're doing with that money. But you have the confidence to know what you're doing with my money, man. Be yourself and you will become a better person. Tekashi 6ix9ine now has to learn that the hard way. I pray none of us learn the hard way. Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDupaBC. Also, hey, follow me on my Twitch. Guess what it is? Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDupaBC. All right. Also, oh, I apologize. So just follow me on YouTube. Go to subscribe and hit that notification bell on YouTube. Just search Stoner Talk. And I drop videos, you know, I stream video games. I drop, you know, videos every now and again on there just to keep in base with y'all so you can see what this pretty face is connected to this lovely voice. All right. Anyway, stoners, remember what I said. Self-love is the best love. When you love you, the rest of the world will love you too. Stoners unite!